A new slickly produced video surfaced in the Middle East showing Iraqi and Lebanese Shiite fighters defending the embattled regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the suburbs of Damascus. The fighters include veteran gunmen from Lebanon's Hezbollah Shiite militia, which is allied with Syria and Iran. The conflict inside Syria, which has cost the lives of over 60,000 people, is increasingly seen across the Middle East as a conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims rather than simply a bloody conflict to oust a brutal regime. Shiite groups worry about being the next target for Sunni jihadists who see all Shiites as heretics. Syria, under the Assad family, has become the linchpin of the Shiite arc in the Middle East, linking the nation with Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Assad's fall could diminish Iran's influence and put more power in the hands of Sunni nations like Saudi Arabia and Turkey. As a consequence, Hezbollah could become isolated and vulnerable to attacks from Sunni jihadist fighters. Some Sunni groups in Lebanon are now openly backing the armed opposition in Syria. In recent months, several hundred Lebanese have volunteered to fight alongside the Free Syrian Army. In mid-January, gun control advocates and opponents came face-to-face on the streets of Dallas, Texas. On one side of a downtown street, the First Presbyterian Church was running a gun buyback program offering cash for guns, which would be destroyed. Across the street, gun rights activists organized a gathering to resell firearms undertaken as a protest against the church's gun buyback program. The dueling gun exchanges emerged as Second Amendment supporters mobilized to protest the push for gun control, which includes proposals for renewing the ban on assault weapons in the wake of the murder of 20 first-grade students and 6 educators at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. There was a long line outside the First Presbyterian Church, which has a long history of organizing gun buyback programs. However, this was the first time gun rights activists objected. Overall, the church collected 109 guns, including 2 garbage cans full of rifles, which were later destroyed. The crisis over homelessness is over 30 years old with no solution in sight. A recent survey by the U.S. Conference of Mayors found most major cities have witnessed a surge in homelessness, with homeless parents and their children increasingly being turned away from shelters. At the same time, cities are clamping down on the homeless, banning sleeping or lying down in public places. Advocates for the poor are working on developing new approaches to assist the homeless. Rhode Island became the first state last summer to pass a homeless bill of rights law, which banned bias against the homeless in the use of public parks, transportation, and buildings. In California, advocates are pushing for a Homeless Persons Bill of Rights and Fairness Act, sponsored by San Francisco Assemblyman Tom Amiano. Specifically, the bill calls for protecting the homeless in life-sustaining activities on public property. In a survey, Paul Bowden, a co-founder of the San Francisco Coalition on the Homeless, found homeless persons are increasingly fearful of harassment and arrest for sleeping, loitering, or sitting on the sidewalk. The 30-year homeless advocate compares the recent crackdown to the ugly laws from the late 1800s, which barred disabled people from public spaces. It was not until 1970 that Chicago repealed the last ugly law. Bowden told Alternet, "This reactionary approach by local governments criminalizing the presence of a specific subset of the community has a long history in this country. It has different names, but every 30 to 40 years we seem to go through this cycle." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.